Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Video Games Now podcast. It's Rodney with Will I Am.
Yo, how's it going, guys?
And Cole M.
Hello.
Today, yes, it did. Today we're talking about Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020. And what else, Will?
We're going to be talking about the newly revealed trailer for Gotham Knights and the new reveal for the Suicide Squad game Kill the Justice League, I think it's called. Yeah.
Cool. And then Cole has... So we're recording our first video portion of the Video Games Now podcast, which will be available to Patreons only. So if you guys want to see what we look like behind the microphone. Yeah, so you go to patreon.com/videogamesnow, and we just updated our tiers. So Mark got a demotion, and his tier is now...
He hasn't been with us.
Oh, yeah, I know. I barely talked to the guy, honestly, but anyways, he got demoted to the $2 a month club, so if you want to join the Melons Club for $2 a month, which gives you early access to our podcast, that's it. Then yeah, head over to Patreon. That's if you guys are concerned about financial or whatever, you can always choose the $2 per month option, which is Mark's Melons Clubs. And then Cole is sliding in and punting Mark out with the Wizard's Tower, which is the new $5 per month Patreon tier. So the other ones haven't changed at all, except we lowered our top tier to $30 a month. If you guys are interested in that, check that out. But yeah, let's get right into the episode. Everything's coming up right now. Right now. Right now. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. So we have today a good-ass time to talk about Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, which I just played this morning for the first time.
Yeah, but you only got a couple games in, or a couple flights, a couple games.
Yeah, so I don't know what it is, but I'm cursed when it comes to any sort of game... like that, because I just, so I did one long flight and one landing challenge, but first, before I get into that, the actual aesthetics of the game as soon as I opened it was like amazing. Like, they improved it like considerably. I fucking hope so, from 15 years ago when the last one came out.
Was it 15 years ago?
2006, I think, is the last time that came a flight sim game came out.
Jeez.
There's been like X-Plane 11 and stuff like that, like other publishers launching Sims.
But nothing from official?
Yeah, nothing official from Microsoft. So anyways, yeah, I was excited to try this because the old one was very broken. Yeah, but anyway, so the... I can't show it on camera because it's huge and I don't want to get up and get it. But yeah, I have my my simulation hardware. So I got... like the yoke and rudder pedals and the throttle, and then I got all the little individual, what do you call them, instrument cluster things.
Yeah. And this is a guy panel. Who flies real planes, so just...
Yes.
I will fly with
them. Flight, and he's like, I gotta push
if you delay for like 10 seconds, I'll go get my captain's hat.
Go for it.
There we go. We gotta fill in the time. I don't know what to do without Rodney. Rodney's never not been here.
I don't know, Cole, but with the wizard... hat on. You got some shade.
I know, right? I gotta. Oh, it's also all the things on my my screen are really dark right now. I'm trying to find
that looks hilarious. That looks like an upside down sombrero. No, you know what that looks like? It's a chef hat, like the cartoon ones, like the big circle.
Oh yeah, you guys gotta call me chef now, which means boss in French.
I actually couldn't find my pile of stats. I'm kind of upset. I gotta figure out where that is.
Well, but, that was a waste of 10 seconds.
Yeah, it was a complete waste of time.
So I got a question for you, Rodney, quickly before you start talking.
Yeah, go.
You said the previous 2006 version was broken.
Pretty much,
can I use that as an excuse why I could never land the plane?
No, you just suck.
Fuck.
Rough.
Super rough. Anyways, okay, so yeah, Microsoft Flight Simulator 2020, which they should just really come up with a better name than that. If they just want to call it like the new Microsoft Flight Simulator or whatever the fuck, right?
The new Microsoft Simulator.
That doesn't suck. That is 15 years newer than the old one. That should be the title. But anyways, okay, so I launched the game. Well, first off, it only was 10 megabytes to download from the store, and I'm like, something's off about that. So then I opened it, and it's like, hey, you need to download 90 gigabytes. I'm like, there it is, you fucking lying sacks of fuck.
You have to download 3 Call of Duty games.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wasn't the total download, though, after like 120, 140 gigs?
No, it was 91 gigs for me.
Oh, okay.
But you didn't get
some people had like 180.
They probably got the deluxe version, that had the extra planes and extra airports and stuff.
Oh,
I just got the basic,
Man, so, could you imagine 180 gigabyte download? Actually, that is COD right now.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, that's like everyone's entire Xbox is just Call of Duty.
It's kind of sad, though, and not trying to go off topic or anything, but talking 90 gigs for that game with like how much detail they put into it is not bad.
Well, they use the satellite imagery for Google. I believe it's Google. I'm not 100%, but to actually render all the landscape and stuff, and then they just UV wrap it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
but that's still like that's quite a bit of data right there.
Yeah,
like, put the whole planet on. Like if you started playing right now, you could literally jump into a plane from Vancouver, YVR, all the way to Africa.
Yeah.
But it's all like, could you take the whole like 17-hour flight?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
I was telling Rodney, a group of three guys, there's a full stream. It's 16 hours, so I wouldn't recommend watching it. They flew from, was it LA? I think it was LA. All the way to Dubai. 17-hour flight.
And were you allowed to get up and go to the bathroom or anything?
Well, they took turns piloting the plane because like a couple of them needed a bit of a break, right? Like,
what if one of them crashed after like 14 hours?
Crashed on the landing.
On the landing.
Then their whole stream would have just been like pointless.
just troll city, man. That comment section would have just been lit up. We
should
do that.
The three of us should fly from like LA to Dubai, and then either Will or I have to try and land the plane afterward. I don't even be able to fly the plane.
So you got the cockpit in front of you, then you got the liquor table on the right here, and every time you don't land it, you got to take a shot, and it's just going to get progressively worse. Oh, that would be fucking fun.
Well, Will's going down hard.
I like, I think Hannah, Cole's wife, was flying my simulator, and she was coming in for a landing, and she's coming in kind of like nose down, which is what you're supposed to do until like kind of the last 100 feet or so, and then you start to pull back.
And then you just crank it.
So I'm standing over her shoulder. I'm like, okay, start to pull back now. Pull back. Pull back. And she froze like in fear, and she just went fucking nose into the dirt. Just, it's like, oh shit. Yeah.
I remember that. That was at your birthday.
Yeah. So, okay. Anyway, so I opened the game once everything finished downloading, and the first thing I noticed was how improved the UI like menu was. It was actually, compared to the old one, was way like beyond what I was expecting. So it has like the home page, it has like free flights, challenges, learn to fly. So it actually has like training on how to fly like a Cessna 172. It's not the whole thing. You're not going to save money going to flight school on that, I'm sure, but but yeah. And then the next page over, which really surprised me, was it has your profile, which has a level system. So it shows you like how many hours you've flown and stuff like that. It has your logbook and all that kind of stuff. And then the first glitch I encountered was in the menu, actually. So you go to the next page and it's the options. So it has like general options, accessibility options, and whatever the other one was. And you'd click on either one of those three, and then nothing would show up. It would just, like, open the next screen, but the next screen had nothing on it. I'm like, okay, that's kind of stupid.
Did you call Bill Gates and you're like, Yo, Billy. I got some problems here.
Yeah. anyways, yeah, so then I was going to fly from Langley to a lake up north. It's like an hour and a bit away this morning. So first off, the default plane is like a high performance plane that I don't even know that I've never flown before or anything. And I'm like,
single
in this plane.
Single engine or double?
It's a single engine, but it's like 450 horsepower. Like, it's like just a monster.
What were we flying last week?
We flew in a Piper Warrior. So that's a piston single engine plane.
How many horsepower?
160.
Oh, Jesus.
So this thing's a beast. Yeah. So, yeah, anyways, I'm in the plane, and it has, like, a checklist and all this kind of stuff in it. I'm just, like, looking around the plane because I can look at something and be like, oh, that's this, which is for, like, I can kind of figure it out because I'm smart, I guess. I don't know. Okay.
Or you have the training for it.
Yeah, that. So, yeah, I was fooling around with some stuff and following the checklist, and there's, like, maybe two things that I didn't understand because it was specific to that plane, but... yeah, it took me about 20 minutes to, like, figure everything out, get the plane started, push back, and then actually taxi to the runway. So that was interesting. But it's been streamlined, like, considerably. So at the top of the screen in the actual game, there's a toolbar, and you can open the window for ATC. You can open your checklist. You can open your objectives. You can open your co-pilot's menu. The co-pilot thing I'll get into in a second, which is actually really cool. Yeah, so that was all great, but I'm just gonna let everybody know, flying an actual plane is way fucking easier than flying a plane in this game. Just like, full disclaimer. It's challenging because you don't feel the aircraft, right? So that's one of the biggest benefits of flying a real plane, is you can feel the aircraft and
you become one with the aircraft,
essentially. Yeah. Yeah, so I got airborne shakily because I had to, like, apply, like, 75% throttle to fucking move off the ground. I don't know what that was about.
You should build yourself, like, a cage to sit in so you can feel the plane. Like, that one that, like, lifts up and shakes as you're taking off.
Yeah, I was thinking about that, except, you know, that's, like, $1 million.
You got $1 million. You got a very successful podcast.
Yeah, yeah, we got all them Patreons.
All five of them.
Yeah, speaking of new patrons, yeah, we got a new Patreon. Ignore. I just realized what that meant now by saying it out loud. That's funny. So yeah, he's joined our Patreon club here, and I didn't realize who it was, but that's Paul. We had him on the podcast like a millennia ago.
Oh yeah, I wonder how he's doing.
Yeah, I'm sure he's doing good with his cool ass shirt. Hello, Paul. Hope you're well. So he's got access to our Patreon-only Discord with early access to the podcast and exclusive content that we just recorded. What's your name, Cole? Putting the wizard hat on.
And they were bugging me about they were like, Cole, we should get you a wizard's hat. And I was like, who do you think I am that I don't have a wizard's hat?
And I was kind of worried he was going to bring out a robe too, but yeah. He went with the hoodie.
Yeah.
I went with the wizard, the cat wizard, because cats have wizards have familiars. Mine was a bird, but cat'll do fine.
Well, you have birds.
I do have birds, yeah. But when I played D&D, my wizard character had Elok the wizard had Kit the bird, and Kit would sit in my beard, little blue bird.
I can't take you seriously right now, Cole, with the way your hat looks. Rodney, what does that look like to you?
No idea, but I think Cole's birds have logged more hours on the podcast than you will.
Probably. They're freaking loud. I look like a pirate now.
Yar, ha, ha. Yeah.
I like your pirate background too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got my Sea of Thieves burning whatever this is on
That's
fire.
Yeah, Ari and me.
Ori.
Ori
and the Wisp.
Ori and the Wisp.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, looks good. So, anyways, back to Microsoft Flight Simulator. So, yeah, I flew my plane. Everything was going according to plan, except. So Will, I'd explain this to Will because he remembers. So when I was flying with Will for reals last weekend, as soon as you get in the air, there's aerodynamic forces on the plane that make it hard to fly. So there's a thing called the trim wheel. So I can trim the plane so that it relieves the aerodynamic force on my control column. So it's, I'm not like fighting the plane. I'm like, I'm flying it. You know what I mean? So, so if, for example, if I want my plane to be climbing, I would trim my nose up, and then that would, make my plane so that it naturally wants to go nose up without me touching anything. So then it makes it easier to fly.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Right. So then, and then same thing when I want to fly straight and level, I got to trim it so that my nose doesn't go anywhere, and et cetera, et cetera. So in the plane, that's really easy to do because you can feel the aerodynamic force on your control column, so you know how much trim you got to put on to make it nice and easy to fly. But in a simulation where everything feels the fucking same, it's like I would rather have a root canal than trim my fucking plane. So normally what I did in the old flight sim was I would just turn the autopilot on for 2 seconds and set the altitude, and then it would automatically trim my plane. And I'd be like, cool, turn the autopilot off, I'll keep flying, it's all great. But in this game, for some reason, I didn't know it at the time, but my autopilot wouldn't turn on. I turned the master on, and it just wouldn't fucking work. And I'm like, what the fuck's going on? So then I discovered the co-pilot features. So you can go to the co-pilot menu. You can delegate stuff to your co-pilot. One of the things being control your aircraft, obviously. So I'm like, control my airplane. So he took over the airplane and then just trimmed it for me, and then I took control back. I was like, fucking sweet. Thanks, bud.
Exploitations. Who needs to learn when you can have your co-pilot do it?
Yeah, and you can also delegate all the radio communication to him and reading off the checklist. So he'll read you the checklist, and then you do all the things. So that's super handy. Okay, so it's about so this flight, like I said, it's 1 hour and 40 minutes. Here's where shit started to go fucking sideways. Was the about halfway through the flight, I encountered some sort of bug that made it so that I couldn't click on any of the buttons in the cockpit with my mouse. So, like, obviously I have buttons on my hardware and stuff, but it doesn't have every possible button that you could have, right? So I found the switch for the autopilot, because the autopilot had a random switch that I've never seen before where it had the autopilot off.
It's in a
real
plane, you're like, you take over. Switches chairs.
There's no co-pilot. Okay, co-pilot, you got it. We'll see how it happens.
In the real flight.
Yeah. But yeah, there was a switch I wanted to turn on, and it wouldn't let me click on it and turn it on, and then none of the buttons worked. Like, I couldn't change my fuel tank, and I couldn't, like, adjust the throttle manually or anything. I couldn't do anything. It wouldn't
let me.
You're
going to crash.
Yeah, well, that's what I thought. Then I just like, oh my god, fuck, co-pilot, take over, and then it was all fine. But yeah, so I literally spent probably 40 minutes of real time while flying the plane trying to figure out how to fix this stupid bug that happened. And I ended up having to quit the flight because I couldn't do anything. And like, I was...
You quit the flight instead of just crashing the plane?
Well, yeah. I'm a pilot. I don't crash planes.
Oh, okay. You leave that to everyone else. You're going to have a terrible crash record as soon as you come over and start smashing planes up.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want you on my logbook, that's for sure. anyways, yeah, so that was annoying. I wrote a bug report to Microsoft and sent it away. First, okay, yeah, fucking Microsoft can fuck themselves. Just, they Here make it, comes. It so hard for you to help them make their game better. Because
I don't
like,
want your help, man.
Well, like, they want you to record a bug, or report a bug. It says report a bug, and it takes you to, like, the frequently asked page to, like, scroll through all the frequently asked questions to see if your bug's in there, and it's like, my bug's not in here. And then it's like, oh, well, maybe you should try. It's like, it does everything in their power to not make you either talk to a person or send them a fucking bug report. It's like, god damn it, Microsoft, fuck. I'm sure everyone has gone through a Microsoft thing at some point, like getting their email address back, like, oh my god, the worst. Oh my god. Anyways, so yeah, I did a landing challenge, so that grades you obviously on your landing. So basically, like, your precision and where you landed on the runway, your approach path, how nicely you touch the runway, like all that kind of stuff. And then you get scored, and then it shows you like a global data, like a global leaderboard of like all these people that have done this challenge and what their score was. So actually, I thought that was kind of cool. My landing wasn't that great because I have my graphics on a high setting. So as soon as I get close to the ground, it starts like reloading all the textures, and it just like lagged to the control. I was like, holy fuck. Can't land with lag like this.
Landing a plane in real life. We were watching that, what was that video? The how to talk to a cheater in PUBG. How to land a plane in real life with lag.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, yeah, so that was my experience with Microsoft Flight Simulator. I thought I'm definitely going to give it another shot. I can't
say... It's like your favorite game. I mean, the other one.
Yeah, yeah, you've only done like 1.5 flights.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Maybe I'll give it another shot.
I might.
Maybe I'll just go up on the shelf.
Well, it was free, so I can't say it's worth the money. Or
oh,
whatever,
was it on
right?
Game Pass?
Yeah, it's on Game Pass.
Oh, nice.
So,
real quick sidebar: how do I close the Zoom meeting so it's just a little menu with the three of us? We're learning Zoom.
We're learning the Zoom. How do you close Zoom so it's just the three of us?
Yeah, so it's just a little. Wasn't there like a little side thingy? No,
no, that was because we were sharing
minimize thing. Right now, you guys are only I only see Cole, and then if
I only
see there
a
no,
wizard
taking over.
Yeah. Anyways, okay. So that's yeah. I tried out. If you guys have a mouse and keyboard, like you can still fly. It's just shitty because you have a mouse and not a joystick. But you basically need a keyboard regardless if you have hardware or not, because it's just too hard to. Actually, you need a mouse and a keyboard, regardless.
I feel like, though, if you were to fly with a mouse and keyboard, it'd be a little easier because it's just point and click. You're actually like trying to fly a plane with full system.
Yeah.
It's like, because you're trained to do it, it's like saying, like, oh, cooking, either there's like a cooking game where you need real pots and pans. If you don't know how to actually professionally cook, it's probably easier just to use your mouse and keyboard than it is to be like, oh, it's easier to make this grilled cheese sandwich with the thing because
yeah,
you know how to do it.
I suppose. I've played with mouse and keyboard before, and it just felt weird to me. Like, you know, starting your engine, like, it just removes all the steps to starting an engine. You just push Control E, and your fucking engine fires up. You know what I mean? Like, it just...
When you start your engine, you go, start your engines!
Yeah, no. Doesn't do that. No, you say clear prop, and then they fucking fire up. But anyways,
no problem.
Oh yeah. Another thing I noticed is, an immediate thing I noticed was how they improved the interactive bits inside the cockpit. So before it was just like, you use the joystick on your fucking, whatever it's called on your yoke. And you look around the cockpit as you turn the joystick, or whatever. But now they've actually simplified it. So if you push down, your guy looks down at your instrument panel below. And if you push down again, it actually zooms in on portions of the instrument panel. And every time you push right, it'll go to a different section. Whereas before, it's like you had to like look for the general area that you wanted to look at and then like roll your mouse in and like zoom in on it. And then to get back to the like the regular view, you had to like zoom out and then like refine the right like field of view, but now you just have to push up and it goes right back to the standard cockpit view. So like,
I wonder
yeah,
how much like feedback they got, you know? It's like, was there a page where you just go and they're like, hey, what's wrong with this, and people are like, make this easier?
I think they just played the fucking 2005 version and they're like, this is garbage.
Right before they sat down to make this game, they're like, what were we dealing with before? Oh my god, this is terrible.
Yeah.
But when you think back to like 2005, like that still would have been revolutionary for its time.
Mm-hmm.
The first flight sim came out in 1986.
1986?
Yeah, it's 80 something.
You sure? Like I don't even think like computers.
Oh yeah, flight sim.
1988? Flight Simulator 1988.
1988, yeah, or 84? Is it 84? I think 84
was
the first.
Wee.
Yeah, dude, this was...
It's pretty funny. It's actually kind of a cool...
It's pretty basic, great. It's pretty basic.
Super, but I mean, it looks really... It's got like a Star Fox feel to it. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm into it. They should bring back this version for the new one, right? Like, you can switch it to do it like... That's so funny. Just the way the buildings are like yellow rectangles.
Yeah, I just sent the link on Zoom to so Will can watch it if he wants.
Yeah.
Send it on the Discord so everybody can... Everybody can check it out.
I'm sure there's a YouTube video like the what's it called, the you know those videos where they like show like how games have progressed or like how speedruns have progressed.
Oh yeah, the evolution of Microsoft Flight Simulator, 1982 to 2020.
Man,
somebody's on it. Oh, that's loud.
Is somebody gonna do like a side by side comparison, because like this is pretty.
they do like a that's cool. There's like a fighter jet. There's a fighter jet mode.
Not yet. There's no military vehicles at all in Microsoft.
Oh, Microsoft like, Combat Flight Simulator World War II European Series.
Cool.
Can you get to the Mile High Club in the new one? You push a button and some babes come in and score some dudes. I don't know.
Whatever. I have to tell you guys this story.
Oh God.
Okay. it doesn't involve me getting in the Mile High Club, which would be super fantastic.
Man, I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
I don't
want to hear it. But no, I gotta tell you this story. So I'm gonna type his name in the chat, but I don't wanna say it out loud. But anyways, so I was at the Canucks game.
Oh no.
You know,
nobody
this guy, right?
Who this person is, but he's a mutual friend of ours.
So anyways, I'm at the Canucks club or the Canucks game, and by a fucking fluke of nature, there's like literally 10,000 plus seats in Rogers Arena, mm-hmm. and I got the seat beside this guy and a couple of other people that we work with. And I'm like, oh, fucking, this is super crazy. So anyways, we start talking, and then he's plastered, just like completely out, like completely drunk. And
I've never seen him completely plastered, but that's funny.
Yeah, I've seen him a couple times. Actually, that's the best way to get free drinks at the rap party, is to get him drunk, and then you steal all the drink tickets from him. But anyways,
Mark actually got him drunk, and then somehow he gave Mark his credit card, which was a horrible idea, because he's like, oh, yeah, go get us drinks. Mark got him like a cranberry or something, and he's like, what the fuck is this? but like Mark failed to tell him that he also bought like 20 other drinks for like all the PAs rap party.
Man,
yeah. So I'm like, Mark, you sure this is a good idea? He's like, oh yeah, buy drinks. I'm like, no man.
That's rough.
In trouble. But you're sitting beside a friend that we work with, and he's drunk.
Yeah, he's drunk, and then he's like, so you gone flying much? And I'm like, no, not really. Like, I've been too busy with work and stuff. And he's like, oh, well, if I were to, like, pay you, would you, like, take me and my girlfriend up there to join the Mile High Club? And I'm like, and then he said it loud enough that Brittany could hear beside me. And I'm like, not really. Like, I think that would not work out well, because like the weight and balance of the plane, yada yada. I was just kind of making up bullshit. Like, I don't really want to take you and your girlfriend up there to have fucking sex behind me in the fucking plane, dude.
His
girlfriend's hot though.
and then he just kept asking basically like all night, like, hey, you think about that Mile High Club thing? I'm serious about it. I'm like, I bet you are. Anyway, so
have like a sex taxi, but in the sky.
Yeah. Anyways,
I'm sure if he looked it up, you could probably find someone that would be willing to do it.
We live in a world where we film each other having sex and then just put it on the internet. So I'm sure that exists. Yeah. Anyways, so a couple days later, he called me, work related, like phone call. And I was like, was he so drunk that he doesn't remember this? And so we talked about work for 5 or so minutes. And then at the very end, he's like, hey, did you think about what we talked about, the hockey? I'm like, you fucking didn't forget, dude. Oh, my God. So
that's so funny.
His girlfriend's hot, though, man.
Well,
a bit of a freebie.
Well, who's going to fly the plane, though?
Autopilot.
All worked out. No, there's
get
no autopilot.
Get your co-pilot to hit the co-pilot button.
Yeah.
Just get an erection and put it between the stick.
There you go.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yikes.
So what podcast are we on again?
The family-friendly podcast.
Oh, we haven't been family-friendly since like episode 10.
Yeah, episode 20 or something, yeah. Right after we had Brian on the podcast, he's like, got to be the
most... Well, Brian can't be PG.
No. Yeah, that's probably
like,
when we stopped.
He keeps telling me he wants to be a streamer, and I'm like, dude, you're going to be like banned instantly.
Yeah,
but it would be funny to watch him get banned instantly.
Yeah. Okay, so let's talk about what's next on our list here, which is Will.
Well, we had two new reveals from DC this week. So first off, we had Gotham Knights. Have you guys had a chance to look at the trailers?
I saw the trailer and I noticed that the main guy has the most pronounced fucking jutted jaw I've ever seen.
Well, there is no main guy. So that's the funny thing. This is taking place after Batman has now been killed. And you're going to be playing as Robin, Nightwing, Batwoman, and my personal favorite, Red Hood.
Red Hood! I don't know who any of those people are because I don't follow Batman personally.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I...
You don't know who any of those people are? You don't know who Robin is?
I know
who Batwoman is?
I know who Batwoman or Robin... Like, I just because of the pop culture reference or whatever, but...
You don't know Nightwing?
Nightwing's, like, crazy popular, right? I mean, he was during the Christopher Nolan Batman, because who was that...
Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Yes, Joseph Gordon-Levitt played him in the Christopher Nolan Batman.
Pretty much. Well, he was... Yeah, Nightwing was basically implied. The adult version of the very first Robin.
Yeah, when there's a new little baby Robin.
Yeah.
Little baby Robin.
And he was tired of being Bruce Wayne.
Have you
bitch.
Never played the Batman games,
no.
Ronnie?
Man. I think one... I can't remember what Batman game it was. I think it was on the Xbox 360, but one of my friends... was playing and I was watching him play, but like I've never played any of the Batman games. They just don't really interest me.
Did you
much.
Play? You didn't play God of War because you don't have a PlayStation.
No, you can get God of War. Oh no, sorry. Right, I was thinking of the Middle Earth one.
No,
Shadow of War. Yeah, oh, no, Shadow I thought War. I was thinking of Shadow of War. No, I've not played God of War. I do want to play God of War.
Oh, dude, yeah, it's the same like system as Batman, where it's like the when there's like a blue. Thing that pops above their head, you got to press X to dodge, and a red one is you got to press B and whatever. Like, I know it's a fun style of fighting game. It really shook it up in the day, and now everybody's doing it. But yeah, I think you'd like those games.
Okay.
What kind of game is this, Will? Like, when I first saw these trailers, I was like, is this like an animated series? Is this a movie? Like, it was.
They are full on games. So this one, Gotham Knights, is actually coming from Warner Brothers Montreal.
Mm-hmm.
They're the ones that did the Deus Ex series, and then they did one of the Batman games. I think it was Batman Origins, which was kind of the spinoff. It was the prequel to Arkham Asylum, if you've ever played that one.
Yeah, oh yeah, I've played them all.
Oh, even Origins?
Yeah, oh, yeah, I played...
So yeah, these guys did Origins. I'm not too sure with the continuity, if this is going to take place after Arkham Knight or not.
It's in the same universe, though.
I think, well, I know Suicide Squad, the game that we're going to talk about after this, that one's in the Arkham universe. I think this one should be too. Because it looks like, if you watch the trailer, it looks like that video was...
it's got Bruce the same Lee's. Animation.
It's kind of like the same animation that he was doing before he blew up Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm.
So I personally don't think Bruce Wayne is actually dead. I think he's just stepped away from the limelight after his identity... got thing. But I think how this game is supposed to work is it's you can play as like all the four characters,
which you could do in the other, like everybody had their own segment in the other Batman games. Like you could play as like Catwoman and Robin and Nightwing and all these peeps. So it would be cool if you could kind of play whoever you wanted through the whole campaign with different, because that's kind of like they did that in the Arkham games, where you can kind of play it at your own pace and style. And
I'm not too sure. I'm trying to find a little bit more information on that, because
if
there's gameplay here, I'm gonna take a quick look at that. I haven't had a chance to, so I just want to see. It looks like it's still like the same type of world as Arkham Knight, because I can see there's the Batwoman driving the bat cycle.
And it looks like the owl society. What are those guys who are the
Court
owl
of Owls?
The Court of Owls, because that's the looks like the masks from that, and the which is a super interesting storyline, so it could be cool. And I was wondering if these games, like if this and Suicide Squad, are somehow going to tie into each other.
That's the thing, because
it's kind of a weird to release them both on the same day at the same, you know.
Well, they won't be coming out. Like, we get Gotham Knights, I think, next year. And Suicide Squad is 2022. So we're a ways away from the next game that we're going to be talking about. But from what I've seen of Gotham Knights, I'm kind of excited. Like, as much as I'm a fan of Batman, I kind of like seeing him go to the side now and kind of focus on some other characters.
Yeah, I mean, the DC Universe has some really cool supporting characters.
Oh yeah, especially under Batman, like Batwoman, Nightwing, Robin, Red Hood, who is also a former Robin. So,
bunch of Robins.
Actually, all three of them are Robins.
Batman and Robin.
Yeah, because the Robin in the game would be Damian Wayne. So that is Bruce Wayne's son. Robin, he's like, I have no idea. That is Batman's son with Talia al Ghul.
Now I know how Brittany feels when I try to explain shit to her.
Rodney.
Oh, Rodney.
I've never been into the superhero stuff.
Flight simulator. Yeah, I'm not a big, like, superhero guy either, the movies or whatever, but
I think I like the games are a bit more interactive. I kind of like playing the games.
It's got to be what's the mind behind it, you know, like the studio or like, I feel like it's not necessarily, you can take any story and make it good as long as the gameplay and everything is there. So, yeah.
So I just feel like we're a sports like talk show because we're all like talking heads like, oh, yes. Ugh. And this guy has a 9-point goals against Bull. Yeah.
It's kind of what like a podcast is, and now that we're live, I can see your funky head right there.
See my your funky head.
Yeah,
yeah. I can't just like sit like this the entire time. You know, I got actually. Yeah.
And I can't even. I can't zone out when you're talking about shit I don't care about.
Nope. I know. I was like, I wanted to look at my phone for a second. I'm like, oh no, now they can know.
I mean, now they know. I literally fought a Team Rocket grunt on the podcast.
Oh, cool. I'm disappointed in you.
On on my secondary account. I'm trying to get shinies on my secondary account so I can trade them to my first account. But don't tell the Pokemon company that I'm doing that.
Yeah.
On your alt account?
On my alt account.
So yeah. It looks Mr. Freeze is also going to be one of the big baddies.
I hope they get Arnold to voice him.
He was a horrible Mr. Freeze.
The Ice Age!
He was a bad Mr. Freeze.
Oh man, he was the best Mr. Freeze.
Oh, actually, okay, I gotta. What was that from?
That was from the Michael Keaton Batman. Is it the Michael Keaton Batman?
The one with Arnold Schwarzenegger. No, yeah. Arnold did the one with George Clooney.
Yes, that's right. The one where George couldn't move his head, so he turned his entire body every time he talked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny. Every time I watch that on camera, I just picture like how the like camera crew like dealt with that.
Oh yeah. So I mean, they didn't. It's just him going like,
"Oh, these quotes are great, dude. Let's kick some ice.
Let's kick some ice.
Cool party."
He was basically like Mr. Freeze's character by Arnold Schwarzenegger in that movie was literally just a meme.
Yeah. In this reality, there's only one thing that's absolute, and that is everything freezes.
Probably the best one-liners anyone has ever said in this movie. Actually, my favorite Arnold Schwarzenegger quote is from Jingle All the Way, when he's like he's talking to Phil Hartman on the phone.
Yeah.
And he's just like, put that cookie down! No!
Put the cookie down!
Oh,
we need more Arnold. We need old, more like 90s Arnold movies.
Even the 80s was pretty good. Kindergarten Cop?
Kindergarten Cop, that's right. 90s.
I'm going to get a couple of Arnold Schwarzenegger audio clips and just like put them on the soundboard here.
If you want to watch a really bad movie, though, of Arnold Schwarzenegger, watch Hercules in New York.
Oh, yes.
It was his very first role, and the guy could not act.
Well, he was in Ronin, wasn't he? Was that Schwarzenegger? Like the original Ronin in like the 70s or 80s or whatever?
I'm not actually too sure. Like, when was Hercules in New York even out? Like, that's just, oh man.
But
we're a little off topic again.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think we're not talking about video games anymore. Like we famously did on the show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm going to look up Arnold Schwarzenegger and just find out.
I'm just watching the Batman clip with Bane in it, with Arnold, Bane, and Uma Thurman as Poison Ivy.
So this was 1969, Hercules in New York.
Yes.
That was his, like, I don't even know if it was his first role, but it, like, if it wasn't, I'm hoping it's his first role because his acting is absolutely ass cheeks.
He could barely speak English then. Holy crap, he's 73 years old. It's weird thinking that we're gonna lose him one day. There's all these like old actors that we grew up with, you know?
Yeah, but they age too, just as
well. He doesn't look 73.
Hercules in New York was his first movie, 1970.
Oh, it was. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a bad one. Never watch it.
Hercules, what's the one I'm thinking of? Yeah, oh, Conan, sorry, not Ronan. Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't actually too bad in Conan.
Well, they just wanted a guy with muscles, I guess.
Well, that's basically what they got with Hercules.
They got him.
Yeah, so.
He doesn't have much speaking role.
No. But yeah, no, he does not look 73, dude. He looks like maybe 50, late 50s, maybe.
You know what they say, man. The more steroids you do, the better you look in your old age.
Yeah, and you don't need your gonads later on. So
well, look at Stallone.
Yeah, I suppose
Stallone.
But he's got all the Botox, right? He's got all the Botox to keep him.
I bet you Arnold does as well, though.
Probably.
He was the governor.
He's so the governor. He's got to look good. Yeah, he's definitely had some cheek work done.
We should ask him.
And then he's 74, so he's a year old.
Yo, Arnold, how much work have you had done? 73-year-old man kicks the shit out of video games now podcast.
That'd be like the first post on our website in like fucking 6 months.
I don't want to deal with that. But yeah, we got to stay on topic here.
Yeah. All right, next game.
Suicide Squad. Kill the Justice League.
No. I refuse.
This looks like this trailer reminds me of what was that game? The one where you're the guy in the colorful city and you've got all these crazy ray guns and you fight the like zombie like monsters. No, not Crackdown. The other one. It's like super colorful. It's they had a really good intro trailer. What the heck is it called?
Sunset Overdrive.
Sunset Overdrive. That's it. This trailer reminds me of Sunset Overdrive. You got like the purple zombies and very goofy with this the way the city's set up. I don't know. Am I the only one who thinks that?
No, I'm actually with you because for as nice as it looks, it's a little too colorful.
Yeah, it's not very dark. But I mean, Harley Quinn. When did Harley Quinn become the most famous DC character ever?
After Margot Robbie portrayed her.
Yeah, because we got like the cartoon spinoff. We got all these games.
Yeah.
We got the Suicide Squad. We've got like, it's just like everything is Harley Quinn focused now. Before it was like she was like a super mind character. Rodney's like, who's Harley Quinn?
I'm out.
Seriously?
Yeah, no. I don't watch a lot of movies, man. You know this.
Oh, man. Like, Harley Quinn, like, she's literally, like, her old suit was, like, the classic hourglass.
I have always been into video games and anime and not really movies.
That's funny. Well, she was the one, so when Joker goes to Arkham Prison and she was the doctor that was looking after him,
yep.
And then he made her go nuts. Crazy. And turned her into like his puppet.
Mm-hmm.
And then so she was in love with the Joker, but the Joker is in love with Batman, right? So he was just using her and tagging her along. But she was like, she went psycho and she dressed like a clown. And And then eventually she like falls out of love with him, but she's also completely scarred and traumatized. So she's kind of like an anti-hero. She's like a Deadpool-esque kind of hero who helps. Who like looks out for the greater good now, but at the same time she like beats guys.
Still back.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even know. Like, she's still fucking nuts.
Oh yeah, super crazy. But yeah, she's like the main character of like every DC focused thing now, where she's got her hand in all these plots.
Yeah.
It was definitely because of Margot Robbie though.
Yeah.
Totes.
And looking at like this trailer though, you can see like she's not entirely the main focus.
Yeah, you've got a squad.
Yeah,
you got Deadshot there, who is definitely a very Will Smith focused Deadshot.
Yeah, you got Captain Boomerang.
Yeah,
and King Shark.
Yeah, who's in the Suicide Squad movie? It was Croc.
So yeah,
they just replaced him with a shark, which looks better. Like, I mean, I thought the Croc in Suicide Squad was kind of weird. The Killer Croc. I like the shark. Shark guy get better.
I just wonder how they're explaining like the story, because like literally Superman kills a civilian right here.
But yeah, isn't that like the evil Superman? What's the?
I thought that was Bizarro, but it's not, because Bizarro's got purple eyes and his skin's a little like a gray. That looks like Superman though.
I think it is. There's like that anti Superman. What's
that's his, Bizarro? Oh, that might be Bizarro. I don't know.
Bizarro is a fictional super. Oh yeah.
So, does someone want to tell me what this game's about? I haven't seen the movie, so I'll just put that out there.
It doesn't
now, so.
Follow the movies.
Okay.
Yeah. So it looks like the world is under attack by some alien invasion, as every superhero has to have aliens in it. And then
I think it's corrupted the Justice League, because apparently you're going to be facing like Batman's. Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. literally the Justice League. Yeah, I do know Suicide Squad takes place in the RO.
Yeah, the story behind Suicide Squad is they take prisoners from like the maximum security prison in Arkham, and they basically send them on missions where you either succeed or you die. So that's why they're the Suicide Squad, because they're like, hey, you have to go and do this. And they're like, that's impossible. And they're like, yeah, well, you committed heinous crimes against humanity, so go and do it. And if you die, then we get rid of you. And if you succeed, then we just put you back into prison.
Mm-hmm. So it looks it was a little different, too, because they got bombs wrapped around their necks.
That's true, yeah.
By Amanda Waller.
Yeah. Which looks like they do in this trailer as well. They've all got kind of a choke thing going on.
We probably totally lost Rodney. This is the quietest I've ever seen him.
No. There's been a couple times during the podcast where I totally checked out because I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I could just see it in your eyes. Like, you're like,
Oh, yeah. I guess you can see me now. I didn't even fucking think about that. Well, I look like I'm about to fucking have a nap here. But when you couldn't see me before, I would just like make the album art or something in the background and you guys can talk about your game.
I can see you, though.
I mean, yeah, good.
There's not much gameplay from these two trailers yet.
There is a gameplay. I just haven't watched it yet.
Oh, okay,
interesting. But I feel like from what I've seen, you're supposed to be able to switch between those four characters at will. Like, and it's co-op as well, so you can have like three friends.
When you were younger, did you have GameCube?
Yes.
Did you ever play the Fantastic Four game? On the GameCube?
I don't know if I did. I think I might have. I think I rented it, though.
Fantastic Four GameCube. Yeah, that was one where you could switch between all the characters in the Fantastic Four. And it was the same kind of style as like the Spider-Man games, like the one for like the N64.
Yeah.
And the Hulk game, you know, the Hulk game where you kind of have like free roam of the city?
Yep.
Yeah, it was kind of like that. So I feel like if they're doing something, those games were really fun. I mean, obviously they were hammy and they were came out when games like that were coming out. But if they kind of bring something like that back, I'm totally into that. I love playing those games as a kid.
That's what this is supposed to be. So like, say I'm playing as King Shark or something, right? I could send you an invite and you could play as, I don't know, probably I'm going to picture you as Deadshot.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Rodney could join us and Mark
Harley
as well,
Quinn,
right?
Because he's got to learn his Harley Quinn etiquette.
Yeah, he's got to understand how fucking nuts she is.
Yeah. But yeah, this seems that's super cool.
Out of 1 to 10, how close is she to Britney's crazy? Because then that'll help me. Britney's a 10, so...
Well, Britney doesn't also walk around with like a giant hammer, so...
Okay, yeah.
You might be okay there.
But I mean, if she did have a giant hammer, do you think she'd walk around with it and hit people?
Oh, without a doubt. without mercy. She would just be like, oh, don't like you? Fucking... Yeah.
God, yeah, I just watched some of the gameplay trailer, and it looks... it looks like the Arkham... the Batman Arkham series gameplay.
Is going to play, yeah.
But a little bit mixed with it. It's like, yeah, you can have multiple. It looks much more simple. I mean, this is obviously a first game.
Yeah, we're still 2 years away from it, right? So, like, Gotham Knights looks a little more polished because it'll be out next year. Suicide Squad isn't coming out till sometime in 2022.
Yeah. Cool.
Both games are for the next gen consoles, though. How do you feel about graphics?
I don't know. What do you think, Cole?
I think like it's hard to say because there's so many times when trailers come out and it's nothing like how the game actually looks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you'll see the trailer and you'll be like, wow, that looks like fantastic. And then you play the game and you're like, this looks terrible. But then there's also like, I watched the gameplay trailer for Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like terrible. I thought it looked terrible, but I'm sure that's not what the finished product is going to be. So I'm going to ham out and say, I think it looks good, but I mean, who knows what it's going to look like.
But from like, I did watch like some gameplay for Gotham Knights. Mm-hmm. So it looks very similar to like the trailer. But like you were saying, cinematics can always look good because it's like pre-done, right?
So yeah, they can take that section of the game. You know, if it's like 10 minutes, you can take it and just like make it as best as you can and slip it in. But then when you get the whole game,
it's kind of downgraded a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. Didn't Fallout do that with the light? They had the dynamic lighting. They showed all the trailers with the dynamic lighting. And then when you actually got in the game, there was no dynamic lighting whatsoever.
I remember that.
So the other reason that the graphics probably look shitty, Cole, is because you're watching them on a phone or whatever, streaming them in 720p versus 4K, which is what they were made with.
Exactly. That was another thing I was going to say. I have mine set for 480 right now.
Oh, yeah. No wonder it looked like shit.
Well, I mean, it doesn't look like shit, but it doesn't look fantastic. But I mean, it's going to be... It'll be different.
It definitely
It's different
is.
When it's yours.
Okay, cool. So we've been at the podcast for quite a while here. What do you guys say we do a game show?
Ooh.
Ooh. What do you guys think? Is that
ooh.
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 All right. Cole? Here we go. Game show.
Are you going to add in the intro music or anything?
I'm trying. All right, so we've had about 10 people enter our last, last week's
game.
But only 2 people got the answer right, which shocks me.
That was a tough one,
Last week's?
I even got it wrong.
You got it right?
No. Last week, which was the one we did without you.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Wait, only 2 people got it right?
Only 2 people out of 10.
Okay, so we gotta
give a new clue here. We'll have to think about that. But can we give away the answer for week one since it's all said and done?
Wait. So people have guessed week one.
Yes, 2 people.
Oh yeah, we're past week one, Cole.
Yeah.
Oh no, I know, but I missed last week because I was up in the mountains.
So this is week one. 3 people entered, and 2 people got the answer right. And they only got the answer right after we gave the clue out, though.
Mm. Yeah, because even I was wrong.
Yeah. So the answer to week one was Dark Souls.
What? But I guess that's it.
I'm going to just kind of clarify a couple things too with this form, because I had a couple people message me on Facebook saying like, hey, your thing's broken, but it's not. So when you go onto the form on our website, which we made a whole page for now, you don't have to go find a post or whatever the fuck. It's like, you just go to our website, videogamesnow.ca, and go to the Guess That Game page, and that'll bring up the form. So you have to make an email account or verify your email just so we have a way to track, obviously, how many people guessed and how many people or how to basically get a hold of you if you do win. So at the bottom, it'll say there will be a form there, and it'll say like, what game is this? And then it'll be the game in all lowercase letters. If you do not get the game correct, then it'll say this is an invalid answer. Mm-hmm. So that doesn't mean that the form is broken. It just means that your answer is not correct. So,
They can guess multiple times, right?
You can guess as many times as you want. Like, you can just smash your face on the keyboard and keep guessing. Yeah. But only one answer is right, so obviously. Dark Souls was week number one, so if you didn't get that, or you're thinking, oh my god, how did I miss that, then sorry. If you're a Patreon, you got 1 more day to do the spin one, because you'll listen to this on Monday.
Rodney, you just gave it away.
Shit. So if you're a Patreon, you can listen, you'll listen to this on Monday.
This comes out Tuesday, right?
Yeah, well, come on. I was trying so hard not to fucking say the goddamn word. Anyways, okay. So if you're listening to this on Monday, you will get the obviously, what is this? The Monday early release of the podcast. You'll have 1 day left to do week number 2. But if you're listening to this on Tuesday, it's over and we're now on week number 3. So we have a new description for a game for you to listen to, and Cole is going to give that to us.
Yes, I'm just finishing. I gotta write it down because I'm bad. Normally if you wouldn't be able to see me, you'd think like, oh, Cole's got his shit together, but you were wrong. I don't. But I have the game and I have the description, but I'm just writing it down.
Now I realize how bad Cole is at this.
I gotta go. Fill in for me while I go get my other hat.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Can't you just magic like make up some sort of thing?
Cole, try to make it a little easier than week one.
Yeah, week one was hard. So
this one is going to be hard as well. I'm sorry.
I think week 4 should be really hard, but not week 1.
Or week three.
Or week three should be a little answers. Challenging.
This is going to come out Tuesday, and we're going to have to release another clue.
Yeah, yeah. So while Cole's writing that down, we got to think of another clue to give our lovely friends here on the Facebook page. So what do you think? What the new clue is for week two's Guess That Game? How about
Are we going to...
How about the characters do not speak? Like there's no voice acting.
So wait, nobody's guessed the second week one?
Nope. Oh, well, two people have guessed
it. Two people have gotten it right.
Yes. And 10 people have guessed and have not got it right.
So 8 people got it wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I said the characters do not speak, as in there's no voice acting. Because that should nail it. That should nail it down a bit.
It's also
they make noises, but they don't speak.
The characters make noises. Make noises, but do not speak. Okay. Boom.
First in a trilogy.
Yeah.
I missed that. I missed the Banjo Kazooie there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one. Gotta love that banjo.
All right.
Oh, I was Googling voice actors today because I was actually looking up the voice actors for the game that we're gonna guess. So actually, since I said that, I can't say it because people are gonna be able to track this back. So I will tell this story
next week on the podcast. Yeah.
Remind me. All I'm gonna write it on my hand so I don't forget. Tell the story.
You better wash your hand.
I know, my hands are sweaty. I have overactive sweat glands.
Hands are sweaty.
Are we ready, Cole?
Weak palms.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. All right, drum roll.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. All right. Your team is called to the far reaches of the galaxy to save a planet that is falling apart. Set off with the prince of this planet to explore this ancient world and harness the spirit that holds the world together. Stop the evil tribe and the secret mastermind behind the disaster of this planet falling apart.
And that's I thought I knew what it was until you said that sentence.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. There you go.
Oh, damn. And see, I can't guess these because I have to actually make the form so that you guys can play. So I have to be like, what's the answer?
Yeah. Cool. You remember you texting me after the second 2 weeks ago, Packers be like, oh, I need the answer to see if anybody gets it right. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah. So
do you want me to read it again?
Yeah.
No, I'll put it. When you guys go on the website and guess that game, then I'll have a little audio clip of Cole reading it. So we don't need to read it again.
Yeah, I totally botched the last two sentences when you're like, I thought I had it. And then I threw that last sentence in. I forgot to separate those two sentences. There's just an and I was like, and doesn't work here.
Yeah. I thought I knew what it was, but it's not that now.
I'm lost. I'm going to. Yeah. Guess, or we'll discuss it after the podcast.
Yeah, we'll discuss it after the podcast.
Yeah.
Ha ha ha. Anyways, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. So this is. Remember, I was talking about that if I talk about a series, usually it'll the whole series will be in comfort into one. This game is a series, but this particular game in the series is different from the rest of the games, so it will be a little bit different.
All right, we are going to run a game series eventually. But
I mean, eventually there's only 300. So after the 300th podcast, I'll start breaking down into individual games.
Yeah. Well, we could do game characters. That'd be tough too.
That would be pretty funny.
name this character.
That's pretty funny though.
That'd be a fun. We should maybe switch it up next month and do something like that.
If I ever miss an episode, if I'm ever not there to read off the game, I know you guys read off the one that I gave you. The one that they read off last week was supposed to be the first one, and then we shook it up a little bit. So if I'm ever not there, you guys can figure out that character.
Yeah, okay.
You can even do classic lines from a game.
Whoop, woohoo! Yay!
There you go, that works.
That's a week one question.
Yeah,
right? Make it nice and easy.
Yeah.
But no, the question is, game of the series is it from?
Which game of the series is that from?
I'm a plumber, but I can't seem to clean the pipes of the lady after 35 years. Who am I? Yeah.
Rough. But accurate.
But accurate, yeah. All right, so anything else in the news here, Will?
We were going to talk about that other game. I don't know if you guys still want to talk about that.
I'm down. I don't think Rodney ever did watch the trailer, though.
No, I'll play along. I'll play along. I think.
Are you going to play along?
Yeah, I'll play along. Go play along. You started off, though, Will.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so earlier this week, we also had another game kind of teased by a Chinese studio. I'm just trying to get the name of the studio, but it's called Black Myth Wukong.
Okay.
Cole?
I saw the picture of the trailer, which is the Monkey King. It's the story of, what is it, Going to the West? Going to the West?
Journey to the West.
Journey to the West, which they've made tons of movies on in China, and there's tons of lore about it. And it's quite an interesting story, so I saw the picture of the trailer, and then Will was like, you gotta watch it, and I've been watching it, and it looks really fun. Like, I love the way, like, the graphics look great, the gameplay looks great. You know, like, when there's, like, movies or something, and then, let's take movies, for instance, when you watch, like, a really good Japanese movie or Chinese movie, and they do it completely different than they do in North America, that's what I feel like this game is, you know? It's, like, it has the same feeling, but there's just something about it that's like different and fresh, you know?
Well, it's also because like this whole story is basically a Chinese mythology, right? Epic. With it coming from a Chinese studio, I feel like it's going to be more to the heart of the story. If this is designed by a US or a European studio or something, there'd be elements that just would be different than how China would tell it.
Yeah, which is, I'm like, I love the originality. Like, when you watch this gameplay, Black Myth Wukong, it looks very much like a Souls game, or even looks like, what was that game you were just playing, Will?
Ghost of Tsushima. That's what it really does remind me of with the combat.
Yeah, it looks like these style of games. I even said, like, there's some big, it shows a 13-minute gameplay, or there's like a big boss battle in there, and it looks like almost like a Monster Hunter style game. But just because it's done by, like, I don't know, a Chinese studio, like, it just feels unique, you know? Like, I love the way the background looks, and it looks like a movie. The gameplay looks like a movie.
It's really well designed, especially coming from a smaller studio. Like, this studio, it's formed by former Tencent game staff, which I'm not too sure who Tencent is either, so that's kind of interesting. Mm-hmm. But the new studio is called Game Science, and it was founded in 2014.
I'm just watching this. I'm just, like, fixated on this gameplay trailer. But, yeah, it looks like I'm super excited about this game.
Yeah, like, within a day of being uploaded, Black Myth Wukong's gameplay demo video saw 10 million views on Chinese video games video site Bilibili. I don't know. Never been on that site. And nearly 2 million on YouTube.
Yeah. Furry fans delight. There's a lot of anamorphic monkeys and wolves and monsters and stuff.
Yeah, it's a really well-designed game.
Yeah, it looks fantastic. Looks a lot of fun. I definitely want to check it out.
Yeah, I'm a little worried because when talking to the developers, they don't really have an idea of when it'll come out. They just said it won't take 500 years.
That's funny, because that's probably a reference to how long the journey took for the king.
I'm hoping.
yeah, I'm still waiting for Atomic Heart.
Oh, yeah. Whatever happened to your game?
Atomic Heart?
Yeah.
They just dropped a boss trailer. Like, they do this thing where it's like, there was a game that I saw a long time ago, and it looked really fun, and a bunch of people gave money to it, and the developers just took all the money and bounced. And then that happens on Patreon. It happens from time to time.
Yeah, a lot.
And this game that Atomic Heart, like, I bought the Founders Edition, which was like $111 or something. I bought it like 3 years ago, and it was like, it had their release date, and then their release date came and went, and I was like, oh no, is this fake? And then they dropped like a new, like, 15-minute gameplay trailer, and then nothing came out forever, and I was like, oh no, is this fake? And now they dropped like another trailer and another trailer, so they're still working on it, but this game hopefully won't take that long.
It's being designed for next-gen consoles and PC and cloud services. So is cloud service, I guess, we are talking about streaming, right?
It could be Stadia?
Yeah.
Yeah, or something on the lines of that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it looks fun. Yeah. I'm going to check the game out.
Coolio.
Thanks for being with us today, Rodney.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here.
He has to be here.
Well, not anymore. Now that we can Zoom record. Woo!
Oh, yeah.
Woo! I can peace the fuck out. I can take a day off the podcast for once. But no, we won't because we need to trucking along. Yeah, we need to keep on trucking along for all you lovely listeners. Thanks for listening to the show. So, all right. Anything else we want to say before we sign off here?
I think we're good for this week.
Yeah, I think we're pretty good.
Cool.
Next week, we'll be back with some coverage of GamesCon.
That almost sounds like Kangascan, but it's GamesCan.
Games the scan.
Games the can.
One of the biggest events of the year that's still partially happening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All on Zoom call. We'll Zoom in on there with everyone else.
So, yeah. We will see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Peace.
See ya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.